Hello, it's Audio Love Time. I'm Samantha Hodder, the founder and producer of this podcast, and I'm here today with another short story for you, brought to you by Audio Love. That's the newsletter I send out every other week, and it's where I bring together my two passions, writing and audio, into one place, and I deliver it right to your inbox. It's a place where I share stories that don't appear in the series, or I dig deeper into the ones that are. So if you want to get Audio Love, just check the show notes for this episode and follow the link, or Google Audio Love newsletter and it's below the paid ads. If you haven't listened to the whole series yet, I'd love to share it with you. It's almost holiday time, and this is the perfect radio movie to take on a road trip or maybe go on a hike with. Just scroll back in the feed and find season two. It starts with an episode called Somewhere Around Antarctica, and there's a 2.5 hour story to escape with. Today's story features Dr. Beth Christie. She teaches at the University of Edinburgh and also works with the Scottish Government to develop and integrate learning for sustainability into the curriculum. I wanted to share the story today because it's 1 week after we celebrated Antarctica Day, you know, the signing of the Antarctic Treaty from back on December the 1st, 1959, when we dedicated a whole continent to peace and science. And for me personally, it's a time to reflect on the privilege of having been to Antarctica. So let's listen to Keep Antarctica in Your Mind's Eye.
Yeah, I can think of the key points of sort of the first iceberg and that first feeling. That felt like, I was in Antarctica. But then I keep having these experiences quite often when I think, no, this is Antarctica. No, this is Antarctica. Whether it's the seeing more wildlife, whether it's because the landscape changes the further you go, it changes. So I could see exactly why I was interested in coming here. But as the older I've become, the more I find it difficult to justify coming to these explorations. So it comes back to what I understand nature to be as well, that I don't have to go far away and I can be quite content in where I am, understanding more about Scotland, travelling around my local place, understanding where I'm from. But then when it was the thought of coming to Antarctica, I had to have a process of questioning for me as to, could I justify this to come here? How can I justify that with my values, my beliefs, my position on that we shouldn't be really in this place? But I want to come to this place to understand it. So the only way that I could kind of square it away in my head or to help me to make sense of it was to think that I see this as a privilege, it's an absolute privilege, and if the way in which I can bring the stories from Antarctica, my experience from Antarctica, back into the work that I do through sustainability, back to that global citizenship perspective, that if I can help by my understanding of this place, if I can convey the stories of this place back in a way that helps me to better understand the place in which I live at home and help school children and others and adults and anyone else understand the importance of caring for these places, that the polar regions are sentinels for climate change. If I can help to do that in some way, then I can rationalise why I could make the commitment to come here and the damage to come here as well, because there is the damage that comes with travelling here.